The Great Hudson River Revival, known as the Clearwater Festival, is returning for its usual June weekend this year. There was a question about whether it would be back this year as Clearwater was navigating choppy seas. I spoke with Clearwater Executive Director Greg Williams about the environmental group's changes and two big anniversaries at this year's festival. Williams says at the end of last year's Clearwater Festival, it was uncertain whether the festival would be back in 2019. Williams explains why the Music and Environmental Festival is able to return.
We have figured out a way to do it within our ability to manage the financial and other risks. So as you can imagine, it takes a lot of money to put a festival on, and you don't know for sure that you're going to make that money back, let alone make anything in excess of that. And for an organization that doesn't have a huge cash reserve like Clearwater, one has to be very careful about whether and how one undertakes those risks.
Williams says there have been changes at the environmental organization.
We've made a concerted effort to increase the transparency of how we make and execute decisions. And because that's a change for us, and we had less transparency in the past, I don't think you would get the same answers from any two different people who you asked why we didn't have festival in 2016. Whereas this year, we think we have a very open process where it's easy for us to describe why we're having it this year and what our expectations are.
And he details the changes concerning transparency.
So, for example, until last fall, the organization's bylaws and policies were only accessible to somebody who came into the office and politely requested to see them in paper form. And what that meant was that the vast majority of our members who don't come to Beacon, New York on a frequent basis really had to rely on word of mouth to understand how the organization was regulated. And that sort of made it like the church before the Reformation. You had to depend on a priest's interpretation of the Bible. And so for all kinds of reasons, we decided that it was time for us to become a more transparent organization that made it easy for our members to see and understand how the organization operates. Because we think it's really important to re-engage with the rank and file membership. We've been working very hard to improve our board in terms of both the wisdom, experience, and connections it has, but also its ability to raise funds from large donors. And that has had the unintended effect of disengaging with the rank and file membership. And so a big part of what we want to get out of transparency is members to know how they can influence and take part in decisions that the organization makes, and actually do that by understanding the bylaws and policies and, in some cases, running for and being elected as board members.
Williams was appointed executive director in 2018.
So we have gotten better financially every month that I've been here. That said, we still have a lot of work to do. We don't have the kind of cash reserves that let us know well in advance that we're going to be able to do all of the maintenance that the sloop requires, that we would be able to tolerate a financial loss at festival, or otherwise, you know, cope with the normal ups and downs of the work that we do. So while we're in a position where people now can, I think, feel reasonably secure in their employment, and you know, we can plan months or quarters in advance, we need to get from where we are now to a position where we're thinking about years and decades in advance. You may know that we, in some respects, were founded to get the PCBs out of the Hudson. Well, the PCBs are not out of the Hudson yet. That's, you know, going to take years, if not decades, of more work. And we need to be structured in a way that we know we'll be able to do that.
William says after this year, the festival will be a year-to-year decision until Clearwater is in a better financial position. Meantime, this year's Clearwater Festival has a new producer, Jason Samuel of Movement Music Records, a former Clearwater board member. Samuel has produced a number of events, including Seegerfest in 2014, honoring the lives of Pete and Toshi Seeger. Williams says the festival will encompass a mix of the old and the new.
you will be seeing more of some things that you've seen in the past, namely people coming on stage between musical acts to provide information about different environmental advocacy efforts. You're going to see more musicians that themselves communicate about the environment and other social issues in their music. Musicians that embody principles of inclusion and diversity in their own persons. You should come away from this festival with much more of a message and a reinvigorating of your commitment to environmental protection.
He says the festival will include a greater emphasis on demonstrations of green living techniques as well. And Clearwater has two anniversaries on its calendar. May 17th marks 50 years since the launch of the sloop Clearwater, and late Clearwater founder and folk legend Pete Seeger would have turned 100 May 3rd.
The theme for this year is based on a quote from Pete Seeger, which is, participation, that's what's going to save the human race. Beyond direct advocacy of different environmental concerns, something that runs through everything Clearwater does is the idea of getting people to participate. Whether it was Pete Seeger getting people to sing along with him, getting our passengers and students to participate in raising the sail when they come sailing with us, to playing along with other musicians at festival, to the fact that the festival itself is put on largely by an army of 1,000 or so volunteers. Clearwater is about teaching people to participate in the world around them, whether it's their family, their friends, their local community, or politics on a local, municipal, national, or international level.
The Great Hudson River Revival will be held at Croton Point Park in Westchester County, June 15th and 16th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.